From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting massive marches in favor of the climate to mark President Trump's 100 days in office. Thousands of people across the United States are participating in so-called People's Climate Marches, largely to mark the Trump administration's environmental policies.
Francis.
In Washington, D.C., large crowds on Saturday were making their way down Pennsylvania Avenue, where they planned to encircle the White House. Organizers say about 300 other protest marches are expected around the country. Participants in the People's Climate March say they're objecting to Trump's rollback of restrictions on mining, oil drilling, and greenhouse gas control of greenhouse gas emissions at coal-fired power plants, and other things. The marches coincide with President Trump's 100th day in office. The president will mark the milestone with a campaign-style rally in the state of Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is updating its website to reflect the views of the Trump administration. The agency has removed several pages from the Obama administration explaining the science behind climate change. The EPA said in a statement the website is undergoing changes that reflect the agency's new direction under President Donald Trump and Administrator Scott Pruitt. The statement was released Friday, just hours before the thousands of people descended on the National Mall for the People's Climate March. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis concluded a 27-hour visit to Egypt Saturday after delivering Mass to a crowd of 25,000 Catholics and visiting a seminary. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, the pontiff tried to reach out to both Christians and Muslims with a message of peace and denounced those who preach violence in the name of God.
Over the past weeks, we have repeatedly heard from our British...
We'll get that Uranian report to you in just a moment. The European Union has voted unanimously to adopt guidelines to negotiate Britain's exit from the bloc. The 27 leaders voted to approve the guidelines in less than 15 minutes. European Council President Donald Tusk said that the bloc wants to make sure that EU citizens will retain the same rights they have in Britain once Brexit is complete. Talks with Britain will begin shortly after its general elections on June 8th. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif fired a key foreign policy aide on Saturday along with a senior information ministry bureaucrat for their alleged roles in leaking details to the media on a top-level security meeting about counter-militancy efforts. An official announcement said Sharif had ordered that the portfolio of Foreign Affairs Minister be withdrawn forthwith from his special assistant Tariq Fatemi and for the principal information officer Rao Teshin to be removed from his post. The action stemmed from a controversial article in a leading English language newspaper, Dawn, published last October, that suggested that the Sharif government was not satisfied with military-led operations against militant groups allegedly operating on Pakistani soil. It was particularly concerned about those involved in attacks against neighboring Afghanistan and Italy. Turkey has passed two new decrees, one that expelled more than 4,000 civil servants and another that banned television dating programs. The country's official gazette published the decrees Saturday evening. The first named thousands of civil servants to be dismissed, including nearly 500 academics and more than 1,000 Turkish military personnel. The decree also reinstated 236 people to their jobs. The second decree, among other things, bans radio and television programs for finding friends and spouses. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.